What are these items and the tricks and tips that can make going home during spring festival travel period a little bit better, making that crowded and arduous journey home better?
So anyone who is traveling knows that it is busy. It is a busy, busy travel period, and it is anyone who's traveling knows if you're traveling now, you are no stranger to crowded rooms with not enough seats or trains that you're stuck in these uncomfortable positions for long periods of time. Well, guys, some people have discovered some interesting tips and tricks to maybe help you get through this long, arduous trip. One of these, and I'm a little skeptical, I'll be honest, of the portable stool that can fit into your pocket.
Ooh.
Anything that can fit into your pocket but also hold my weight, I am initially very frightened of. And I say that because, okay, I'm not an overweight guy, but I'm also not a light guy. I'm 6'3". I'm a big dude, and I have a feeling. First of all, these stools look awkward. Let me describe these stools. So basically, I think it's like a cup type thing. It folds in your pocket, but it spreads out like a cup
Stick.
that just gets smaller and smaller. Yeah. So it looks almost like a pole coming out of your rear end. And you cannot see the little like not so comfy looking bar that your bum rests on. So to the onlooker, it just looks like some kind of pole propping your rear end up. But it also just looks really awkward. But at the same time, imagine if you're on a train, you're gonna be keeping yourself balanced all the time. Even in line, you're keeping yourself balanced on these things, and that's also gonna make you just uncomfortable. Sure, you're a little more comfortable, but really, is it really that worth it?
Well, the I feel like
Fill me in,
it's a very
new
interesting tool. You're like a magician. You got a little cup thing out of your pocket and you magically make into a stool
and
and you
put it on your
sit on
bum.
it, and it's a great conversation starter.
I
People are gonna
guess. What
ask
kind of
you, what is
conversation?
that? Why are you using it? And then you make small talks and you make friends. Then makes your time waiting for tickets a lot less boring. What not to love?
I feel like you will definitely get that question. Why are you using this as the conversation starter? There's also one that I know Hyung was very interested and intrigued about. I believe it's called the ostrich pillow for passengers on those hard seat trains. Sleep is a challenge, and somebody noticed that out there and created a product possibly for you. They always choose to sleep facing down on the table, although it makes our necks hurt and arms numb. Well, basically, there's an adjustable stand that can hold your head and chest, helping you sleep easier. It looks like a pogo stick that you can sleep on for me personally, but apparently it is the ostrich pillow, the way to sleep comfortably.
Yeah.
When you can't sleep comfortably.
The ostrich pillows are actually made with a cotton cover for your head that expose your mouth and nose, and the pillow helps to reduce the turbulence and noise from the train, so you can actually cover your whole head with it. How thoughtful that you can cover your whole head. So if you feel a little embarrassed, people can take pictures of you because your face is covered and you feel comfortable. And if you're a kind of famous guy like Ryan Price here who wanted
No.
to travel on the train,
Stop.
you don't want people to recognize you, bring a orchestra's pillow.
Yeah, and you look dumb.
I'm beginning to think that New Hong Lin bought stock in the ostrich pillow right now,
Yeah,
based off of what she just
yeah,
said.
she tried really hard
So, New
there.
Hong Lin, I better see you using this ostrich pillow one of these days. But I mean, Hyung, what do you think?
And also what Ryan, you said earlier about the thing that rests your,
Chest.
I think it's called a sleeping stand. It's a kind of a machinery tool that you can put.
Call it what you want. That chest thing looks uncomfortable for certain people.
Yeah, for women, because we do have like extra like flesh and tissue on our chest, and that thing is just like poking against you, and I don't
Fighting
know.
you.
I don't know how, like, you can be comfortable and fall asleep on that thing, against that thing. So many of these things just don't sound right. It sounds like you need extra protection in using them. And, yeah, there's one thing that I was rather curious about, and I think it's, it should be useful for people who don't care about fashion. That is called the anti-theft.
Like me.
Oh, but you look good, so it doesn't matter what you wear.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh, yes.
Continue, sorry.
I felt that I've recently subconsciously added into my job responsibility that is to keep everyone happy on this show, and I'm working really hard. But yes, it takes no effort when I'm talking about Ryan Price. And basically, with these anti-theft bags, these are little bags or designed specifically for the purpose to keep maybe stashes of cash or whatever
safe.
Yes, and they look horrible.
But not to be fashionable while doing it, right?
So can't you look good or
apparently not
make it portable and convenient and not make it look ugly? And my dad, oh, my poor dad.
Did he pull it off?
No. My poor dad. Oh. Today's Monday, right? So he's not listening. All right, I'll dish out then.
Poor guy.
So my dad actually spent extra bucks to buy this little bag that looks so tacky, that looks so ugly, that I think the best way to wear it, he said, is to go around your head.
Oh.
And you can wear it like underneath your clothes. It's a small bag. And but when you want to pull out stuff, you need to maybe use the cash or whatever. You need to pull out that bag and then you realize that is the invention of the Antichrist. That is what I'm saying. That is really just not conducive to your fashionable image for anybody. But if you don't really care about these things, I think kind of sometimes having a little bag inside you, not inside you, I mean underneath your clothes, can be useful.
And very safe.
Yes, and I remember in the old days when people travel long distance, you could get these underwear that's got this extra pocket on it.
I know that.
On the belly bit, and then you can put like precious items or stashes of cash into it. And Ryan, you don't like
that
the idea.
That just seems awkward to put all your cash in your underwear, you know?
Well, if you put
someone being like, oh, hold on, I don't have enough cash in my wallet. Hold on, let me just dig down here. Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's okay. More of a, like...
So 200? Here you go.
Okay, even for a good-looking guy like you, Ryan, that
would be
did
weird,
not
right?
fly. That did not
and it probably happened once. At least once.
Yes. And also, these are some things, including, the emergency urine bag.
Yeah.
So that could be useful because sometimes on the train, it is that crowded and you need to go to the bathroom, answer a call of nature. But when you're back, maybe that temporary seat that you managed to squeeze yourself
in. So what do you do? Where do you do this business?
Yeah, I don't want to.
Where do you do this business
with the
bag? No, I'm saying you are recommending this bag and I'm saying where is the emergency happening when you're using your emergency urine bag?
I think the emergency urine
I'm a
bag
little
is
scared
more...
of where this bag, where people will be using this bag is all I'm going to say here. You know,
on behalf...
I think the traveling is hard enough for everybody that we don't. I think it'll be hard to see everybody using urine bags and urinating in their seats
or near
their seats to save their seats. How is this happening?
On behalf of the bags. They're not designed to use on the moving train where you have to secure your seat.
So they were
designed to use on a bus, a long-distance bus. So when there's problem with the toilet on the bus, you can actually go out of the bus and find somewhere, let's say,
I don't understand. Can be Why wouldn't by... you just use the natural outdoors, you know, on the ground
because
or
we're
something?
Women.
Oh, so, but I see.
And
okay.
then you can use
Guys,
the bag.
I'm getting a little skeptical
and
that
also,
this is meant to be used, like, towards the back of the bus where people maybe aren't looking or something. And I still find that very awkward. In
and
my
also
feelings.
For kids, because it's hard for them to hold. And also, maybe the restroom on the bus is not available. So if you do it with kids and you're sparing other passengers' uncomfortness.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think a better idea
this is... This just sounds like it's going to get messy, guys. And you know what? I think for those who have a tendency to get car sick or vomit, this is a good idea for them.
Yeah.
But when you're adding urinating and other stuff there, I just think that sounds messy.
Okay, well, the suggestion that I'm going to give is also messy, but maybe makes you feel like less awkward, Ryan. Mm. That is just wear an adult diaper.
Yeah,
that has to be less awkward.
Makes me feel really awkward. But hey, maybe it'll catch on. Adult diapers, the new way to travel in comfort. Hey, you heard it from Hyog.
Yes, I'm maybe really it'll be fashionable. My brains.
Be fashionable, you know, diapers for people, hopefully. But one thing I do want to mention that I think is very interesting that we're seeing now, other than these different ways to kind of travel in comfort that are sometimes awkward, is these carpoolings. We're seeing a lot of people use now different ride-sharing apps to get back home with friends and family, or two friends and family, sometimes with maybe strangers. Though there are officials saying, you know, when you are using these kinds of car hailing apps such as Didi, make sure, you know, you try to travel with someone you know, so that at least it's not just you and a bunch of strangers, so your safety is, you know, kind of assured to the most it can be. But I think it's interesting that a lot of people are now sharing rides back home.
Yes, and to those interesting gadgets or tools we're using to go home. Actually, I'm not 100% loving them, but I feel like it's a nice thing for Chinese people to start create different little things to help others with their lives, with their travel. And from the food delivering service booming in China to this teeny tiny creations, I think it's nice. And we are actually being a little bit more innovative than before. And it's always a nice thing.
Mm, well, you are there to find the silver lining in everything. I had a really good giggle after listening to everything you guys said, and I still think the adult diaper can be useful in many occasions. Mm-hmm. Not like I have checked them out personally, but I urge you to check them out if you have a long journey to go on. Just see what's out there, and you might be surprised with these very creative Chinese entrepreneurs and what they've come up with to combat that very difficult time of the year that is called Spring Festival Travel Period. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Young, Yu Honglin, and Ryan Price.